As I've said before many times, that after our worship here, I feel like I can just go home. I've gotten so much. Thank you guys for everything that you do. So a few things to note this morning. Somewhere around 11:30, Deborah and Elaine are going to get up and leave. I can promise you it has nothing to do with what I said right previous. I don't know where I'm going to be at that point in time, but I don't want any rumors to start that, you know, I said something and I upset my mother-in-law and she took my child away. So that's not it's not what happens. Elaine starts a wonderful journey of becoming part of the working world today at Six Flags, and I'm particularly proud of that because I did the exact same thing at 15, and so she couldn't be following in better footsteps. Another thing that's interesting is that as technology grows, you find yourself very unprepared, and I went to hook up our mic to my phone, and I don't normally do that, and that darn Apple No More headphone got me. I didn't think about the adapter. And so if you're watching on video, Jennifer said she was going to try and get here. I hope the audio is okay. So this week we are going to be continuing the Call to Discipleship series, and the title this week is Let's Be Friends. So I thought I would start off with a poetic reading. Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. Be glad there's one place in the world where everyone knows your name and they're always glad you came. You want to go where people know, people are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name. And for the millennials in the group, that was the theme song to Cheers, which was very famous. In doing this preparation, there are two verses in there that only appear in the 200th episode. It's a longer version of the intro. It has two verses that aren't heard any other time, and they're very morbid, and I chose to leave them out. Something about my guardian angel hanging my cat from their toes. It's really, look it up. It's interesting. It's interesting. But when we look at Cheers and we think about that, isn't it true that everybody wants to go where you feel welcome? And I'm not somebody who has spent a lot of time in a watering hole, so I've never walked through the door and had everybody say my name the way they did for Norm. But it's very true that everybody likes going places, and this is one of those places where I feel when I come in, not through anything other than love, am I known for my name. Certainly, I hope I'm not infamous in any way. But we're going to go through and look this morning at a way that we can pray for our friends. So before we start there, let's go to the Father. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the opportunity that you give each of us to come and teach and bless and praise and worship in front of this wonderful family. Father, I ask that as we go through the next few minutes, that you just deliver a message to each of us, and that I might get out of the way, and that your voice be heard, and that your spirit might move us, and that we could go forward today feeling like we've got a little bit more to face the world each day. We say these things in your son's name, amen. As we have quite frequently during this discipleship series, I want to remind us who we are and what we do. So as we have said, we are disciples of Jesus Christ and we make disciples. That's who I am and that's what I do. I think that that's a wonderful thing. We're going to look at two verses this morning, and they're both the introduction to letters from Peter to the church at Philippians and the church at Colossians. So we're going to go through 1 Philippians 3 through 11. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all you do, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion into the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Christ Jesus to the glory and praise of God. And then Peter starts Colossians with this prayer. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will and through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. So this morning, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about six ways that we can pray for others, so we can pray for our friends. And the first way we're going to do that is we're going to pray for fruit. And we can see in Philippians 11 and Colossians 1:10, both mentions to here. Paul prays for the saints to be filled with the fruit of righteousness and to bear fruit in every good work. I pray frequently for my fruit to be borne out, but I don't know if I pray for other people's fruit to be borne out. But it's a wonderful thing to pray for God's for God to open the doors of opportunity and to anoint our labor and to grant success in ministry. And I do this when I think about people that are in the ministry field. So I feel like I pray for Sarah to have wonderful opportunities in the Bronx. And when we have a missions trip, I'm praying for doors to be opened. We're praying for Jessica in her ministry as she goes around. We do a great job here because we have lots of teachers of praying that our teachers have those opportunities of ministry. But wouldn't it be great to include this as a normal prayer for our friends as we go forward and just pray that we might have great fruit in the work that we do? It might sound something like this. Lord, I pray that as Amanda goes forward in her day, that you just give her an opportunity to share your story and that you might open a door and that you might anoint everything she does tomorrow and that you might grant her great success in the ministry of your work as she goes through her day. It's not tough stuff, right? It's just little things. And being able to do it's not an anagram, right? But it's the FR. So maybe we can keep that in mind as we go through. What was it, Jeanette? Acronym. It's that, right? It's supposed to make it easier. So I put in the bulletin there just the little bullet points to be able to get you through to maybe help us remember the different things. The next thing that is there is righteousness. So pray for our friends to live in a way that has expressed the unique qualities of Christ instead of being conformed to the world. And we can see in Philippians 11 where it says, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Christ. Following Christ is a productive lifestyle. It's a pure lifestyle. Purity, holiness, and righteousness, all are things that describe a life that's set apart for God. Righteousness is not exactly the same thing as being sanctified or made holy, but it's being set apart. Through God's redemptive work of forgiveness and sanctification, along with our choices of moral purity, we develop a life that is set apart from the world for a holy God, or not to be conformed. And so I think that I do a good job here of praying for righteousness, especially when I pray for myself. Again, I'm praying that I might not become part of the world, but I do a good job when I pray for my kids, right? I've got Lauren's getting ready to go away for college, and that's a terrifying thing. And as I've got Lucas, who's getting ready to go into middle school, and Lauren's in the teeth of high school, you know, I do a lot of praying that, you know, I pray that they don't become so engulfed in this world that they forget where they are. But isn't it a great thing to pray for righteousness for our friends? And when I first read this, it was a little intimidating, right? There's lots of verses about talking about righteousness. But when I put it in terms of being set apart from the world and being different from the world, it makes it a lot more palatable. So maybe I would pray, Lord, I just ask that as Danny goes forward for the rest of the week, that you just help him see how wonderful you are and how wonderful the things that you've put around him are. And I just ask that you don't allow him to get pulled into work or get pulled into other parts of life that aren't you. Lord, I just ask that you continue to remind him of your glory and that you help keep him pure and close to you. See, it's a nice little easy things that we can do. The next thing that we would pray for is insight. So I really like this one. This one goes back to Philippians 9, where it says, "It is my prayer that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight." It also refers to Colossians 10, "So that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing good fruit, growing in the knowledge of God." It's interesting, the two of the most influential leaders in the Bible are Moses and Peter, and those were two of the most educated people in the Bible. Moses was brought up in the house of the Pharaoh, and Peter was brought up through the... Paul, I'm sorry. Thank you. You only let me get to point three before you threw that out. This is recorded, Danny. You could have got... We'll talk about that prayer later. So Paul was coming up through the Jewish church and was being educated there. And so two of the most educated people in the Bible are also two of their most influential leaders. So we would pray for our... Let me find my spot. So praying, learning, growing, and developing our mind for God, for God's glory, is a common theme in Paul's writings. In our text, he prays for believers to grow in the depth and insight and to be able to discern what is best. A lot of times we conclude that God has additional plans for our life and we need to divine wisdom and discern and obey God's will. We make decisions every day that can adversely or positively affect our lives. But we should pray for our friends to gain the depth and insight, enable them to discern what is best for their lives. Again, I do a good job of praying for insight for myself. I think that my kids do a good job of praying for insight right prior to tests. Insight is not a foreign prayer for, but for us to pray that for other people would be a wonderful thing. Perhaps we might pray something like, Lord, I just lift up Vicky as she goes forth, and Lord, I just ask that the time that she spends with you would be insightful, that you might speak a word into her that shows her the text in a new way and then gives her an understanding of your plan and an understanding of what you are wanting her to do in the next steps. The next one we would do is energy. Amen. This one isn't tough, right? But in Philippians, if we look back into Philippians 5 and 6, it says, "Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to the completion until the day of Christ Jesus." And then also in Colossians 11, "being strengthened with all power and according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance and patience." Another blessing for our friends is that we experience more energy. There's a huge need for this in our world today. Even though we have more technology to make our life easier, if you ask me, I'd say I'm tired. Upon asking other people how they're doing, I've never heard somebody say, I feel strong in the power of God, I'm energized, I'm empowered, I feel like taking on some giants today. When we ask other people about how their day is going, a lot of times we hear terms like busy, burned out, stressed out, worn out, fatigued, overwhelmed, discouraged, feel fearful, and worried. Imagine the impact of our witness to a lost world if they saw Spirit-filled, energized Christians. Paul prays for the saints to continue their partnership in the gospel, knowing that God will complete his good work in them. Too many people give up. People quit their diets. People quit their education, they quit their marriage, and they quit their faith. We need to pray for our friends to experience the power of God to endure and conquer challenges. One of our greatest gifts we could give somebody today is to pray for God to strengthen them with the power of his glorious might. So I might pray that, Lord, just ask that, Michael goes forward to the next day, I don't know, Lord, if he's going to be traveling or if he's going to be at home, but I just ask that you give him a supernatural energy for your work, Lord, that you energize him, that everybody that he touches might feel that enthusiasm and love and energy, that you might enable him to get all the things done that he needs to get done for your kingdom, Lord, and that you might just have him finish every day looking for more opportunities to do things because of your energy. The next thing is needs. You notice there that there's not a scripture reference on that one because, well, we all have needs. Every prayer request could be classified as a need. Everyone needs to bear fruit. Everyone needs to be righteous. Everyone needs insight. Everyone needs energy. But what we refer to are the specific needs of a person that they may have at that moment. What are the needs of our friends today? Maybe it's physical healing or emotional pain, depression, relationship troubles, financial challenges, addiction, rebellious children, aging parents, job difficulties. We need mountains to be moved and we need giants to be defeated. Pray for the specific needs of your friends to be met out of God's glorious riches, as it says in Philippians. So this morning, maybe we would say, Lord, we just pray for our friend Danny Sims as he has lost his father in a sudden way. We ask that you meet every need that he and his family might have. And we know, Lord, that BJ was a wonderful warrior for you. And we know that he had many, many impacts far beyond what we can see. We pray for Danny. We pray for Olivia. We pray for that family that you might be there for them through this troubling time. Needs is the easy one, right? Delight. So in delight, we look at Philippians 4, where it says, "In all my prayers for you, I always pray with joy." We also look back at Colossians 11, being strengthened with all power and according to your glorious might. The final request to make for our friends is that they experience the divine delight and joy that comes from Christ. Paul prayed with joy. He remembered the saints with joy, and he joyfully gave thanks. In Romans 15:13, he prayed, "May the God of all hope fill you with joy." Jesus prayed for his disciples to experience the fullness of joy he experienced with the Heavenly Father, and that was in John 17:13. Joy should be one of the defining characteristics of a believer's life when filled with the Holy Spirit. It is the wonderful news we sing about at Christmas as angels declared good news of great joy. We need to pray for our friends to experience delight and joy. The life Jesus offers is abundant, a sacred delight that transcends the quest for immediate pleasure or gratification that enslaves so many. In Psalms 16:11, it declares that God filled us with joy in your presence and with the eternal pleasures at your right hand. And delight and joy is something that we certainly could be praying for. This morning I might pray, Father, I just ask that you be with Deborah and that you help her to find joy and delight in this world after the loss that she's experienced. Lord, we just ask that she might feel that presence from you, and that she might come to know the wonderful things that come from sharing your time and your word, and we lift that up. So those are the six ways that we can pray for our friends. I didn't do S, I'm sorry, it was just friend, not friends. And another thing, when you spend so much time on a word, have you ever gotten to the point where you swear you're spelling it wrong? I had to do like six spell checks because after looking at friends so many, I'm like, I before E, but it doesn't look right anymore. It's very difficult. So I'm going to do one more. I know you guys enjoyed my poetic reading so much. I'm going to do one more poetic reading before I finish. Then I'm going to pray for my friends through this principle. So no one told you life was going to be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, and your love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, but I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to pour, I'll be there for you like you've never been there before, like I've never been there before. I'll be there for you because you're there for me too. You're still in bed at 10 and work began at 8. You've burned your breakfast so far, things are going great. Your mother warned you there'd be days like these, but she didn't tell you when the world has brought you to your knees that I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour. No one could ever know me. No one could ever see me. Seems you're the only one who knows what it's like to be me. Someone to face the day with, make it through all the rest with. Someone I'll always laugh with. Even at my worst, I'm best with you. Yeah, I don't have like a fountain to jump into. That was the friends. See, I couldn't sing it because I'm always afraid the Facebook is going to like block my video. Not that if I sang something that it would actually be recognizable enough for them to block my video. But I hope that as we go forward this week and we think about praying for others, and we think about praying for our friends, that we might take the time and look back at our bulletin from today and include some of these things in our friends. Because I know that prior to today, when I pray for other people, I would pray for their needs. And I know that that is a wonderful thing. But how much more wonderful is it to pray for these other things. So in closing, Father, I just lift up my friends here at CCC. And I ask, Lord, that as we go forward, whether it's through the rest of today or through the rest of the week, that you just help us really bear fruit. And that when people see us, they see Christians. And when they have us around, that they can see the love and the peace. And the patience. Lord, I just ask that in a world that is so difficult to navigate, whether it's walking through the mall or watching television, Lord, I just ask that you help us all to be set apart and that we not get too sucked into this world and the busyness and the materialism and the divisiveness. Lord, I just ask that you continue to keep us righteous. As we spend time with you this, Lord, whether it's a moment or a song or a friend, or verse, Lord, I ask that you continue to grow our wisdom and knowledge and that you give us insight into what your plan is for us and to what your word means to us and how we might be able to best do your work. Lord, energize us as we go forth today, that just give us everything we need to run the race and to run the race proud, and that that at the end of the day we don't plop into the couch thankful that it's over. Lord, that as we hit the bed at the end of the night, we know that we've done everything to our fullest ability and that you've given us that energy. Lord, we all have so many needs, whether they're physical or spiritual. Lord, I lift up all of the needs that we talk about on Sunday mornings, and I ask that you work in these situations, that that you might bring conclusions and results that would glorify you. And that we know that you're hearing our needs, and we know that that you've got a plan, and that we be okay with what that plan is. Lord, I ask that you continue to give us the joy of your word, and the joy that comes from being together, and the joy that comes from saying, praising, and singing, and that the smile that we experience here about 10 minutes into worship when we look around and we greet each other, Lord, that we have that same delight as we go through Monday morning and Tuesday afternoon, and as we cross over hump day and come into the end, that the delight we feel on Friday isn't because the work week is finished, but it's that we've spent that week with you, and we've moved your kingdom forward, and that we know that we have run the race well. Lord, thank you for my friends. Thank you for your word. Thank you for so much that you've done. I pray these things for them. In Jesus' name, amen.